I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Ruth Kramer's on assignment at the National Religious Broadcasting Convention. We'll hear from her later this week. Today we have an exciting update from Sudan that's both cause to rejoice and to pray. And sometimes when we assume we know what people need, we totally miss the mark and the implications can be eternal. Find your cause in God's global mission today on Mission Network News. If you've been following the court case saga from Sudan, you'll know why this first story is so exciting. Peter Yasik, who's been imprisoned in Sudan since December 2015, is safe home in the Czech Republic. Earlier this year, Yasik received a life sentence for a variety of alleged crimes. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, said Monday.
Peter was released after extensive negotiations between the Sudanese government and the Czech government. President of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, pardoned him yesterday after those negotiations.
Voice of the Martyrs is praising God for this turn of events.
Peter has served Voice of the Martyrs as our Africa regional director. We have grieved every day for the last, 445 days while he's been in prison. Our staff has been in constant contact with his family, encouraging them. And we just want to say thank you. God answered our prayers. One of the things that Peter said from the very early days that he was in prison, he said, God holds the key to my cell.
The two Sudanese men connected with the case faced a sentence of 14 years. Nettleton says we can pray for God to open their prison cell, just like he did Yasik's. Learn how you can use your voice to help at missionnews.org. The Borgen Project reports that in the last 3 years, over 3.4 million people in Iraq have become internally displaced. When you're living in an IDP camp, some of the biggest challenges are medical needs. Local medical facilities can be overwhelmed by large refugee populations, and they're not always accessible. However, Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission says they support a group of local Christian medical professionals who travel to refugee camps across northern Iraq.
There's a mobile medical clinic that travels around to them, and they can see from 100 to 200 people a day. And they can help them with their medical needs. There are doctors there, nurses, there's a lab technician, there's a pediatrician, they have a pharmacy there.
In addition to medical aid, they also hand out Bibles and scripture MP3 players, and people are asking questions about the gospel. If you'd like to support the mobile medical clinic in Iraq, you can learn more at missionnews.org.
One thing we can do is we can help them by providing for them the $10,000 a month they need for medicine, and also the $10 MP3 players, the Bibles, New Testaments. Bibles are $5, New Testament are $3.50. These are all things that they can use to go out and touch the hearts and touch the physical lives of these refugees.
And finally, today, sometimes the best way to find out exactly what people need is to simply ask them. And that's exactly what Jason Wolford of Mission Cry, formerly Christian Resources International, is doing in the mission field. He recently visited Belize, where he discovered something unusual.
They're not asking for food or clothes, but they're saying, listen, we need discipleship, we need Bibles, and we need Christian books.
Getting the word into people's hands can be harder than it seems. One on-the-ground partner says Belize presents unique challenges.
There are witch doctors and other religions here that use the Bible to curse people. So there's this stigma amongst these people.
But Wolford says that won't stop Mission Cry.
The goal that God has put on my heart is to reach the entire country of Belize with the Bible or a Christian book.
Please keep Mission Cry in your prayers as they reach the people of Belize with the Word of God. And if you're interested, there are even more ways to help.
We need people to look at their shelves in their house or other places and where they find a Bible or a Christian book, to bring it to the mission or visit our website so they can mail it to us.
Visit missionnews.org to find out more about how you can use your Bibles, books, and bucks to help Mission Cry. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join our social media network and get to the work of the Great Commission together with us. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.